somebody told you, Anna, I need that report by COB tomorrow, or if you received an email that said, tomorrow I am WFH, or if somebody says to you, Anna, tomorrow let's do a SWOT, would you know what on earth I'm talking about? Maybe, maybe not. But today we are going to delve into the world of business acronyms. I'm going to tell you some of the most common business acronyms that you might come across in your day-to-day lives in English, exactly what they mean, how to say them, which is important because we don't all say them the same way, and some additional tips and also common mistakes to avoid. But before we go anywhere, some nice samba music, please. Welcome to Anna with Two N's English podcast, bringing you business English every Wednesday. You can also find me on Instagram at Anna Two N's English if you're interested in some more business English tips. Now, before we get stuck into today's topic, I'm going to say a big thank you to somebody who sent me a wonderful message today on Instagram. It wasn't today, it was a couple of days ago, but it was a really nice message and I'm going to read it out. This is actually your name. So we're going to go with that one. You said, hi, Anna. I am a web mobile developer and I was looking for, you need to say looking for, a podcast to improve my English. And I found you. Oh, how lovely. Thank you. Your accent and clear, understandable speaking helps me a lot. More than happy to be of help. Thank you so much for your comment. That was really, really lovely. I really like to get those messages, and especially, you know, episodes that really helped you or you really found useful. That's great for me to know so that I can keep doing more of that. Thank you so much for your comment. It makes my day when I receive little messages like that. So acronyms, business acronyms. What is an acronym? Well, an acronym is a word or a name formed by the initial components of a longer name or phrase. Basically, we put the first letter of the word and we put it together. That's my simple version. Why do we use acronyms? Why not just say the whole phrase, like the famous ASAP, as soon as possible? Why not just say as soon as possible? Well, sometimes we do. We don't always use the acronym. But it's really common when we're having informal business conversations because it's quicker, it's easier. Why say as soon as possible when you can say ASAP? So it's quicker, okay? And it's easier to say. And also it's quicker to write. A lot of acronyms we use in writing, and this is a really important point. There are some acronyms that we only write and we don't say, and I'm going to get onto that in a little bit. And this is important so that you don't end up sounding a little strange. So there's also another thing that can be a little bit tricky is that especially with Spanish speakers, you want to put all the characters together. I'm going to give you the classic example, which is CEO, Chief Executive Officer. Now what Spanish people want to do is you want to put it all together. So you want to say CEO, CEO. I was talking to my CEO the other day. CEO, CEO. In English, generally, but not always, we're going to use the individual characters. And in this case, we do. CEO. We say it very fast. CEO, CEO, CEO. But we don't say CEO. CEO would mean chief officer. So kind of the same thing. But yeah, Spanish people, you want to mix it all together. You want to put them all together. And sometimes that's fine, but often it's not. So we're very familiar with acronyms when we're writing. You know, the basic ones, ASAP, RSVP. We're very used to that, but there's some other very common ones, but perhaps you're not as used to, which I also want to talk about right now. There's also some that are very industry specific. So I've tried to pick some more general business ones. I'm sure that you probably know the ones in your industry. Generally, people know the vocab around their industry and topic because you're exposed to it a lot. But there are some general ones that we're going to have a look at today. Now let's look at the classic ASAP, as soon as possible. Now, we write it and we say it, okay? So we can write ASAP in capitals generally if we're writing it. Sometimes you see it not in capitals, but I prefer it in capitals. It gives a sense of urgency. But we also say it. I need that ASAP. Now, we say it both with the characters individually, but we also say it all together, ASAP. I need that report ASAP. It's a little bit more informal. I would generally be inclined to say ASAP. It's a classic ASAP. So if you hear ASAP, because I think that's the thing that most people would be like, eh? It means as soon as possible, ASAP. Next one, KPI. Again, people get confused with these ones because they've got vowels in here. So they say KPE or KPE. And I'm like, eh? What is that? And then we get to the bottom of it and we realize it is KPI. What does that stand for? Remember, stand for is mean, significar. Key performance indicator. I'm sure you may be familiar with that, especially if you work in things like sales, performance, projects, whatever. It's used in a lot of different contexts. So we can write it. Yes, we can. KPI. Can we say it? Yes, we can. We can say KPI in a conversation, but we say it always individually, KPI. We don't say KPI or KPI. No, we say it individually. That was a very poor attempt at trying to say that all together. So the key thing there is KPI. I for iPhone, not E for email. Don't get confused with the vowel sound in Spanish. Next. Oh, I'm really loving this one. I've got a nice little rhythm going. FYI. FYI. For your information. Do we write it? Yes, we do. Do we say it? Not really. Now, I might, maybe in business, maybe informally, I might say, FYI, the boss is coming into the office tomorrow. FYI, the client's going to be here, so we need to make sure everything is ready. So we might say it in an informal business context, but I wouldn't say that it's as common. And we say all the parts, all the characters individually, FYI. FYI. So it's a written one. Again, these acronyms, when we're writing them, they're going to be in capitals, okay? Capital letters, big letters. Next one, this is the one I did in the intro, COB. Anna, I need that by COB tomorrow. I haven't met a student so far that knows this one. This means close of business and close of play. It's a term which comes, I think, both from the stock market and also from sports, from tennis, but it means the end of the business day, the end of the working day. Close of business, close of play. Anna, I need that by COB tomorrow. It means, Anna, I need that by the end of the day tomorrow. I mean, you could also say end of the day, but it's another option. And somebody might say it to you. Can we write it? Yes, we can. Can we say it? Maybe, but again, not as common. Okay, I'm more likely to say end of the day. However, some people might say it, COB tomorrow. How do we say it? Individually, okay? All the characters individually. We don't say COB. I need that by COB tomorrow. That would be extremely confusing for somebody. And I think they might be like, I'm not really sure what they're talking about, but I'm just going to go along with it anyway. And also, we actually have an acronym for end of the day. We would say EOD. Remember, E for email. EOD. And that is written, but not spoken. So I wouldn't say, for example, I need that by EOD tomorrow. Nah, that would be weird. But we would write it. Okay, so again, here's where some of the challenges come in. If you said EOD, it would just sound really strange. So it's really important to know these things. Next one, love this one. This is about arriving. ETA. This is actually one I use in my personal life as well. ETA. It means estimated time of arrival. Do we write it? yes, we do. Do we say it? Yes, we do, but in informal contexts. I wouldn't really say it's that common, actually. I would say it's definitely more a written one. We say it individually. We don't say ita. Okay, we say it individually. ETA, your estimated time of arrival. For example, a sentence could be, what's your ETA for the conference tomorrow? What's your estimated time of arrival at the conference tomorrow? And when I'm talking about written, I don't just mean emails, okay? We're kind of moved on from emails, right? Now we're talking about work chats. Everyone's telling me about Slack, you know, all these different chat tools. So all of these, again, are things that you're going to be using on these things as well. Again, the thing I said in my example, tomorrow I'm going to be WFH. Now, this is one that we always write, we don't say. If you said that to somebody, they'd be like, eh? So WFH in business acronym speak is working from home. You may have already worked that one out. Tomorrow I am working from home, only written, not spoken. If it's spoken, we will say working from home, and we don't say it, so there's no way to say it, but when we write it, WFH. And that's the most common way to say it. The way that I'm most used to, is working from home. I don't say teleworking. I don't know. It's just, yeah. Working from home. Tomorrow I'll be working from home. I enjoy working from home, etc. Next one. This is a very common mistake, so I really want to... There's loads, okay? I could talk about loads, all right? But I'm going to try and keep it focused on a few that I know are more common and also some that make mistakes like this one. So I asked my student last week, I said, what's your background in? She said, oh, my background's in CEO. I said, huh? CEO? But CEO means chief executive officer. What she meant to say was my background is in SEO, search engine optimization. Be careful with this one because people make a lot of mistakes. It's not a C, it's an S. S-C-O, and it's not C-O. So we say all the characters individually. Again, Spanish people, you want to put them all together. Spanish speakers, you want to put them C-O. And it does sound quite nice, or S-C-O. But we've got to make all the characters individual. S-E-O, search engine optimization. We write it and we say it, but the characters have to be individual. S-E-O. And of course, then that leads me on to the titles, the people that we have at work. CEO, Chief Executive Officer. We can write it as the acronym and we can say it. And this goes for the same for all the other ones. CTO, Chief Technical Officer. CMO, Chief... It's gone. Oh, Chief Marketing Officer. There we go. Very important role. Okay. Sorry if you are a CMO. It's a very important role. I know. COO, Chief Operating Officer or Operational. I mean, the list is endless. It really depends on the company, the type of roles that they have, but those are some of the common ones. Oh, CFO. How could I forget? Chief Financial Officer. They all follow that same pattern. Next, I'm going to squeeze in some more. ROI. What does it mean? It means return on investment. A lot of people use this one. They use it every day. But when it comes to using it, they're like, ROI? So this is an important point. Some people say it together, ROI. But I think it's better individually to avoid any types of confusion. ROI. I for iPhone. Can we write it? Yes, we can. Can we say it? Yes, but it's actually, I think, more common to say return on investment. However, I'm not sure. ROI. We can say it individually or we can say it together, as I said before, but it's less common, I think. And just to be ultra clear, I would say ROI. Return on investment. Okay, last two. What do you call... a company, or it's not really a company, an organization that doesn't make a profit or its aim is not to make a profit. I'm talking about an ONG. How do you say this in English? Because it's different and hardly any students know this one. The answer is NGO, which means non-governmental organization. Can we say it? Yes, we can. Can we write it? Yes, we can. How do we say it? Individually. N-G-O. And the last one, I saved the longest one for last. This was in the example at the beginning of my intro. If I say to you, let's do a SWOT exercise, what do I want us, or what am I suggesting that we do? Well, I'm suggesting that we do a strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats exercise. You might want to replay that one a few times because there's the pronunciation of some of those words is quite difficult. Can we say it? Yes, we can. Can we write it? Well, yes, we can. How do we say it? SWOT. We say all of the characters together. SWOT. We don't say it individually. We don't say SWOT. We say it all together. SWOT. And actually, SWOT is a synonym for, it's a noun also in a totally different context, which means like nerd or somebody who studies a lot. A SWOT. I think so. I haven't said it in a long time, so a SWOT. Not very common, but there you go, a little extra fact. So I hope that was useful. I really, really enjoyed that episode. I think it's an important point because there's just some little details there about how we say things and also the context about when we say things, whether things are spoken or written. If you love the podcast, make sure that you subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Tell one of your friends or your colleagues about Anna with Two N's. Let's get them practicing their business English as well. And you can find me on Instagram for even more business English content at Anna Two N's English. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you very, very soon. Bye-bye.